Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can comfortably talk and talk safely?
The survey.
Huh?
Survey.
What's that?
Just they ask me questions. How long will this take, you think?
It is around 10 minutes, depending on your answers.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Now, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. And does anyone in your household work for, I'm sorry, you said already no. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
African-American.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 50.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I'll say more important.
Thank you. And do you think they are somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
And is that just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied? I didn't catch it.
Just dissatisfied, not very
dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, and in your opinion, would you say that your economic conditions or the economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose up to two. Is it a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community? Donald Trump getting elected president again? The lack of quality education opportunities? Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages and rising costs, rising violence and crime, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
I say tax and wages and rising costs.
Stagnant wages and rising costs. You can choose up to two. Do you have another one that you would like to add, or are you okay with just that one?
I'm okay with just that one. I think
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
Is it college, Adam? Is it college?
That question.
Is it college?
So, okay, how do I do that again?
Yes, any number from... Yes, any number from 0 to 100.
Oh, zero means feel
very cold and unfavorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 50, that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, yes.
So it could be any number?
Any number from 0 to 100.
50. I say 50.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Cornel West.
50.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
Was that a 50?
Yeah, 50.
Okay. Thank you. And then we have a Project 2025.
Project 2025?
Yes.
You know what? I'm 100 on that.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Seventy-five.
Thank you. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
50.
J.D. Vance.
50.
Hakeem Jeffries.
50.
And Kamala Harris. Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, let me know.
That's a hard one. Right now... Probably Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Yes.
And would you say that what you've seen, read, or heard about Vice President Harris is a lot, some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've heard, seen, or read recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
Probably less favorable.
And is that somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Somewhat. Thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Vice President Harris? If you can, in a few words.
Basically, when she was on the Supreme Court, how she treated some of her treated black people in general, and when
and how she
black people that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. From the time she was in Supreme Court and how she treated black people.
Yeah.
Is that about right? Thank you.
Yes.
Now, just as we we're going to wrap up the survey. This is the last section. So I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is...
Okay.
In this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning would mean I'm sorry. Donald Trump winning would mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first presidency dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning would mean turning back the politics of hate, division for freedom, and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fight for our rights and will work to bring this country together.
I would say Kamala Harris. Is that the second one? Sorry,
The option that we have is, after hearing this statement, do you think that this statement is not at all convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, or very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris or support her for president on a scale of 0 to 10?
Okay. I would say like a 6, somewhat 6, yeah.
Thank you. Then we have, African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change. While Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change, Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more clean energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have the responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for the next generation.
I'll say 5.
Thank you. Then we have, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do. As president, she will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state.
I would say 3 on that.
Thank you. And last we have, both Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instilled in her a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and to prioritize marijuana arrests. Her policy was to refuse or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people when sent to prison for weed dropped.
Yeah, I would give that 3.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you once again, or for the last time, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're still undecided, please say so.
I'll say Kamala Harris right now.
Thank you. Thank you. And let me ask you one last time. Now that we've talked a little more information about the elections, would you say that the upcoming elections, the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
And is that somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
Thank you. And now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say is very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not very often.
And so we do have often and not often. How should I record your answer?
I'll say not often.
Not often. Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Is it Twitter or X, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, or other? You can select up to 2.
I say YouTube and other YouTube a lot.
And thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have associates.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, one.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm like in the middle. I don't know, between conservative and liberal.
So between somewhat conservative?
Lower conservative.
Moderate, somewhat liberal.
Moderate conservative. Moderate conservative.
We do have them in different sections. We have somewhat conservative, moderate, and somewhat liberal.
Yeah, somewhat liberal, somewhat conservative, kind of.
We do have them in separate. We don't have them separate.
Moderately conservative. And moderately liberal, like in between that realm.
In between, yes. The options that we have is somewhat conservative, then we have moderate, and last liberal for the middle section.
What are the options again?
Yes, somewhat conservative, moderate, and somewhat liberal.
Oh, okay, I go with moderate.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Lately, hardly ever.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
More than half.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, zero, no.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And finally, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.